Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit tomboyx.com to shop.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Aluminum cans are convenient, inexpensive, and generally sanitary ways to package and transport many foods and drinks. Now, canning technology has existed since the first decade of the 1800s. But the rotary blade can opener that we're familiar with today wasn't invented until the 1870s. For the 70-some intervening years, there were likely a lot of bashed or cut fingers from hammers and chisels, knives, and other less specialized or less safe tools. These days, can openers are widely available, but not every can needs one. Many canned foods and drinks come with a pull tab that's even more convenient. So, why do some cans have them and others don't? The short answer is money, but for the long answer, let's look at the history of this innovation. The story goes that in 1959, a humble engineer from Dayton, Ohio, by the name of Ernie Fraze, was enjoying a family picnic when he realized that he'd forgotten to bring a church key. You see, although beer had come in cans starting in 1935, those cans had solid lids, the same as any other can. To access the contents, you'd use a tool called a church key that would pop a hole in the lid. These are still sometimes used, especially in bars, to open things like canned pineapple juice. But so, at this picnic, Fraze searched in vain for something to open his beer with and settled on the bumper of his car, which resulted in a messy geyser of beer. Always the engineer, Fraze vowed to come up with an invention that would eliminate the need for a church key altogether. In 1963, he patented the Easy Open Lid, which, similar to modern beer and soda cans, had a shape scored into the top and a pull tab riveted onto that shape at one end. So, by pulling the tab, the weakened parts of the aluminum would give way, and you could peel the scored shape off, leaving a hole in the lid. Fraze's first customer was Iron City Beer in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which marketed this revolutionary pull-tab technology as the Snap Top. Fraze would pass away in 1989, but his company, DRT, is still making its patented easy-open ends for food and beverage cans. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Tom Cruthers, who's worked at DRT for 40 years, most recently as its VP of Sales. They asked him why, nearly 60 years after the invention of the Easy Open can, Only some canned foods come with pull tabs, while many still require a can opener. Crothers said, "I wish all cans had easy open tabs. We'd be even busier." Basically, what it gets down to is a cost issue. Easy open ends are more expensive than sanitary ends. A sanitary end being the industry lingo for the solid can lids that require a separate can opener. You may have never thought twice about how your can of, say, tomato soup was made, but this is precision engineering. Just saying, DRT has divisions that deal with aerospace and medical manufacturing, and Crothers says that the metal packaging division there, which designs and sells the industrial machines that stamp out easy open ends, is much more precise than anything else they do. The permissible variation in the measurements in their packaging products is mere microns across, a micron being 1,000th of a millimeter. Okay, there are two parts to every can. The shell, which is the aluminum body, and the ends, which are the top and bottom. For a can with a plain old sanitary top, both ends are stamped from a flat sheet of metal and sealed to the shell with a process called double seaming. You can picture this double seam like two question marks attached by their crooks. All right, say you draw a normal question mark on a piece of paper. You can think of the straight vertical line of the mark as the side of the can. Then draw a second question mark, starting the tip of the crook inside the crook of the first one and extending the straight line of the mark in a horizontal line over top of the first mark. That's your lid. The two crooks and the way that they curve around each other form the double seam. Manufacturers crimp them together, using a bit of glue to seal them. This is not simple, but cans with a pull tab are more expensive because there are more steps to the manufacturing process. First, the end piece destined to be the lid has to be scored with incredible precision. The scoring needs to be shallow enough that it remains strong enough to hold the contents inside, often under pressure, or to withstand a fall from a store shelf. But the scoring has to be deep enough that the lid will pop open easily when the tab is pulled. That's why DRT's machines are tuned down to the micron. And then there's the pull tab itself, a separate piece of aluminum that needs to be stamped from a sheet of aluminum and riveted to the end. That extra material and tooling also costs money, which is passed on to consumers in the price of a pull tab can. There's no argument that easy open lids are, well, easier to open than containers that require a can opener. But that convenience comes at a cost. That's why you're more likely to find pull tabs on name brand items with a higher price tag. Crothers explained, "A lot of the decision about whether to use an easy open end has to do with brand image. If you pick up a can of Progresso or Campbell's soup, you're going to find easy open ends. If you find a smaller brand or a store brand, those will most likely have sanitary ends." In some markets, particularly in the developing world, cost is the primary consideration. Even big brands might forego pull tabs in those markets to keep the price down. And then there are transport considerations. Since easy open lids are scored, they are slightly more likely to break open if traveling over rough roads. A sanitary end is going to be more secure in places with less developed infrastructure. Today's episode is based on the article, "Why Don't All Food Cans Have Pull Tabs?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Dave Ruse. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.